Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 5th of April, 2024. The Bible reading today is Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 to 11. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search, and a time to give up. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to mend. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Today's article, titled God's Presence, was written by Dave Brannan. Monique was struggling. She had friends who were believers in Jesus, and she respected how they handled life's struggles. She was even a bit jealous of them. But Monique didn't think she could live the way they did. She thought having faith in Christ was about following rules. Finally, a fellow university student helped her see that God wasn't out to spoil her life. Indeed, he wanted the best for her amidst her ups and downs. Once she understood this, Monique was ready to trust Jesus as her Saviour and embrace the magnificent truth about God's love for her. King Solomon could have given Monique similar advice. He acknowledged that this world does have its sorrows. Indeed, there's a time for everything, a time to mourn and a time to dance, in verse 4. But there's more. God has also set eternity in the human heart, an eternity meant to be lived in his presence. Monique gained life to the full, as Jesus said, when she trusted him. But she gained so much more. Through faith, the eternity in her heart became the promise of a future when life's struggles will be forgotten and God's glorious presence will be an eternal reality. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, Solomon was right. Life is a roller coaster. Thank you for making this life valuable and worth the effort. And thank you for the eternal joys that await. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Robin, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.